Chof Beis Tammuz, 9th of July, Rabbi Sholem Segal, a live link after a minyan, does it work?
Good morning. A while back, I asked him on Shabbos, I said, where did you daven this morning, which shul did you go to this morning? So he looked at me with a pretty serious face and said, he davened at the Kosel. So I'd never heard of this, obviously you seem familiar with this concept. So I said to him, what do you mean? No, where do you daven this morning? He says, yeah, he davened at the Kosel. And here I was introduced to the idea of davening at home, you know, facing the wall. But the truth is that it's not such an outlandish idea. Nowadays, with modern technology, it is possible to a certain extent for a person here in London to daven, so to speak, by the Kosel of our Rabbis. And that is using, with the aid of what they call web cameras or Skype or anything like this, they have at the Kosel, they have these web cameras, and people apparently have been told that you can actually get a live link up with the minyan at the Kosel. And the shayla I want to speak a little bit about today is, it's lav dafka that, but I will take that as our first shayla, is can a person, does it work, can a person join up using such technology, can a person join up to a minyan in such a fashion? This obviously would be particularly nogeya for people who are going away on holiday, you're going away to a place where there is no minyan. We know the Shulchan Aruch says, yishtavdel adam, a person should strive to do everything possible, everything within his capabilities to try and find a minyan. If a person's away on holiday, he can't find a minyan, would it help to join up to lav dafka the Kosel, but to join up to a minyan by way of something like this, or possibly even by telephone, or anything like that? A second shayla, perhaps, one which is a little more familiar, something we're a little more familiar with, and that is the case of a chasm. At a chasana, can people use microphones? Can a person use microphones in order to make the brachos? Or is this problematic? I remember a number of years back during the seuda at a chasana, following the chasana at a seuda, so it came time for benching, and they decided, we'll see about the Sashem today, whether it is necessary, whether it's not necessary, but they decided to proceed with benching and the Shem brachas without the use of a microphone. And there I was sitting and couldn't hear a thing. And I thought to myself, what's the point of this? It's a nice chumra not to use a microphone. But if no one can hear what's being said, is there any point in this? Is it a case of Yotz Schor Befseid or not? So Bezus Hashem, again, this will be something we'll try and take a look at today. So let's make a start with diving straight in. There's a Gemara in Erevin, Tzadi Beis. Without going into the various details of the Gemara, but it's clear from the Gemara over there that in order to have a quorum of 10 people, you have to have all 10 people to create a minyan. They have to be in one domain, in one room. You can't have people, some in one room, some in another room. They have to all be in one room. Tosfos asks that there's a Gemara in Pesachim which seems... And mechitza also is no good, so good for that. No. In fact, there's even a shayla if you've got in a shul, if you've got pillars which form a, but I'm talking about ones which form a tzuras ha-pesach, whether even that, some places can say it's not ideal to have a minyan in two different places.
But as a notion, it's no good. As a notion.
As a notion, same thing. Mr. Burris says the same thing, yeah. Ideally. But Tosfos asked from a Gemara in Pesachim, Pehei there. The Gemara talks about, okay, you've got to be in one room, so what about a person who's standing at the doorway? So the Gemara makes the chiluk where there's min ha'gafel ifnim, min ha'gafel achutz, depending on where exactly he is in the doorway. And what's the Gemara talking about? So Rav says it's talking about for tefillah. Our shayla. But Rav Yeshua ben Levi disagrees, because he says, a big klal, he says, that afilu mechitza shel barzel einu mafsekes ben Yisrael avim shebas shamayim. Even an iron curtain, even an iron wall, wouldn't act as a partition between us and the Rebbeinu Shlomo. In other words, the Shekhinah can go through the wall, no problem. They can be in two different rooms. So Tosfos, but this goes connected to the Gemara we're learning in Erevin. So Tosfos answers as a chiluk. When you're forming the minyan itself, you have to have 10 people in one room. But if you want to answer to Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, you want to answer to the Varim Shebe Kedusha, you can be standing outside, no problem. You don't have to be standing inside the room. You can be passing in the street, you hear Kaddish, Kedusha, you can respond to it. As long as you have the 10 people forming the minyan inside one room. That's what Tosfos says. And that's the way it's passed in the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Nun Hey. You'll find that the halacha is you have to have 10 people in one room. In order to create a minyan, there must be 10 people in one room. But one seif later, and seif Yudal is there, the Mechaber continues on, based on the Teshuvah of the Rashba, and he says that there is one little kudah, one sort of dispensation, and that is if a person is standing outside the room, and he's ma'ir ponah, he shows his face to the tibur, that works, may well work, in order to allow him to combine and form the last man, or to help make up the minyan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, but it should not be relied upon in the first instance, as you mentioned. If a person's up in the Ezra's Noshim, although, strictly speaking, that will work, if they can see him there, that would work, but it's better that he should go down, if it's no big bother, he should go down into the shul itself. Because the Rashba himself only writes it Derech Efsha, many disagree with this halacha, the Chayyotin says that's not what the Rashba meant, so Bekitza is not to be relied upon in the first instance. Ideally, you need 10 people in one room. So coming back to Al Shaila, a person who's got this live link up by Skype or something like that, I don't think we need to really bring much proof to this, that he's not going to be of much use to help make up the minyan. Because even if you want to go with this idea, this Teshuvah of the Rashba, if he presents himself, in other words, it's a two-way camera, you can see him on camera, you're not seeing him, you're seeing an image of him, you're seeing just a picture of him, that's not the person himself, and I don't think we really need to bring riots to that. It's Dvorim Peshutim that, of course, he can't combine to make up the minyan. He's not in the same domain. You can't actually see his face, and that doesn't actually help. There's very interesting shaylos. It's not really for us, but there's interesting shaylos. We know there's halach if you see a king. There's a bracha to make over a king. What happens if you see the king on a television or something like that? Some people will say Yotzchor of Eseda. I realise, but can you make a bracha over it? As it happens with the king, when it comes to sovereignty, there's a little bit more of a room to say that one could, but the all these sort of shyness about you see your friend after 30 days on a video screen, something like that, would the person make a brother? But for our purposes, it's pretty clear cut, doesn't seem he could combine to make up a minion. So in which case, the whole idea of bringing in the webcam, the Skype, is really just a red herring, it's got nothing to do with it. What we really want to know is, same thing would apply if you want to link up by a telephone. Can you link up to minyan, not to make up the minyan? If there's an existing minyan in a shul or at the kosel, can you link up by having the telephone link? Can you respond to kaddish? Can you respond to kedusha? What exactly is your status with regard to davening with a minyan? So it really starts with a teshuvah on the minchas elos and the munk chacha. He was asked this already going back. Can a person over the telephone, can you answer Amen to Prophets, Kaddish, Kedusha, how does it work? So he quotes this statement of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Gemara in Sochim, Gemara in Soto, that Afilu Mechitza Shebarzel Eino Mafzeke Esbein Yisrael Aviyem Shabbat Shomayim. This, as we know, is passing in the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Nun Hey, if you're walking past the shul, and you hear them saying Kaddish, you hear them saying Kedusha, Baruch Hu, making a bracha, you're allowed to respond to it. Because afilu mechitza shebarzel eino mafsekes. Right? It doesn't matter if you're not in the same room. So says the Minchas Elozov, at first glance, sounds like we're doing pretty well. Same thing here. You hear the bracha over the telephone, you should be able to answer me. You hear Kaddish over the telephone, you should be able to respond, and so on. But he says there's one little catch here, and that is because the Shulchan Aruch continues on and brings the Yesh Omer. This Yesh Omrim is the Shitta of the Mari Abuav. The Mari Abuav brings a Yerushalmi, which we don't seem to actually have access to. We don't know where this Yerushalmi is, which is part of the problem. And apparently this Yerushalmi says that if there's between the Mavorich, the person making the Bracha, and the person who is going to respond Lomim, there is, let's say for Alpa, it could be Avodah Zarah, or there is Tinuf, there is Tsoyah, there's excrement between the Mavorich and the person who's going to answer Lomim, he can't do it. And the Mishnah Berurah explains because we say that then the Shekhinah does not spread to the person, because now there's something stopping the Shekhinah from spreading between the two. This is the shitta of the Yesh Omer.
On the telephone, the question is, you hear me really with voice?
We'll come to that. That Mezushan will come to. But before we get to that, let's just, leaving out the fact of how a telephone works, what are we going to do over here? Because there's, without doubt, if you've got somebody making a bracha here, and you're speaking to your friends who's lives in Eretz Yisrael, America, there's definitely between here and America there's going to be some tzoya along the way. So, do we reckon with that? Do we not reckon with that? So, the truth is, before working out whether we reckon with that, do we reckon with this yesh omer? Normally the klal is, if you've got a stam the yesh, if you've got a shulchan aruch, there's a stam, and then it's followed by a yesh omer, the halacha is, you follow the stam. And that's exactly how the Levush Yisrod understands it. The Levush Yisrod says it's a stam v'yesh, therefore the halakha we don't have to worry about this. It makes no difference whether there's any tzoyah between the mavorich and the person who's going to answer. However, there is a dissenting view, and that is based on a klal, that sometimes the mechaber, sometimes the Beis Yosef, when he finds something only in one, he's only got one source for it, he'll bring it b'shem v'yesh omer, even though he's found no conflicting view, there's no dissenting view, but he'll still write it as a yesh omer. There's various examples of this. And this is one such example. The Stam is not disagreeing. The Stam is just saying, theoretically, there's no problem with you being outside the room. You don't have to be in the same vicinity, in the same domain, as the person making the bracha, as the person reciting Kaddish. He's not talking about, if there is between you and the Mavorech, there is some Tzoyah, or there's Avodah Zarah, or something like that. He hasn't spoken about that. So says the Mechaber, Yesh Omer, I found, and Maria, well, I've got no one else to back it up. He brings that as a yesh omer, but then in that case, generally we will pass it in like yesh omer. So what? And that's the way the Kaf HaChaim takes on. The Kaf HaChaim takes on as a dovah poshut. We pass it in like the yesh omer. So what do we do? But the truth is that the Levush Yisrael, at least for any Ashkenazim sitting here, we've got a Ramah. The Ramah in Siman Ayin Tes, right at the beginning of Siman Ayin Tes, talks about when, if you've got a shliach tzibur who's davening, and they suddenly discover in the room there is some tzayah. Says the Ramah, you have to stop. He's quoting from our quote. Mordechai, you've got to stop. Why? Because the whole point of the Shliach Tzibur is to be Motzi the Rabbim. It's inevitable that there's going to be someone in the room who's going to be within Dalet Amos of the Tzoyah. Says the Morgan Avraham, and if there's no one within Dalet Amos of the Tzoyah, sounds like it would be alright. Either the Shliach Tzibur standing here, you're standing at the back, and in between you, no one, it's not within Dalet Amos. But there's a Hefzik, there's Tzoyah in between. Is that not a problem? Says the Mogen Avraham, it seems from this that the Ramah does not hold with this yesh omer. Doesn't even reckon with it at all. As far as he's concerned, Tzoyah is not a hefsek. As long as you're not within Dalet Amos of the Tzoyah, you're alright. And therefore, says the Levush Yisrod, la'alokha, we don't have to worry about the yesh omer. So we've got two different opinions. Just to back it up, make it even stronger for, again, probably more for the Ashkenazim, is in Maisa Rav, the Gon, it's quoted that said, if you're standing in one building and somebody across the road, you make a bracha here, and somebody across the road hears you making the bracha, they can answer amen. Even if there's soya in between, because he says you can't see it. You don't see it from here, he doesn't see it, he's not looking out the window, so it's perfectly alright. And the way most understand the Gon is that he obviously holds, we don't reckon with this yesh omrim, and therefore you can't see it. The reason why he writes about seeing it is because there is a shit of the Rashba who holds that seeing soya is like erevor, even that is problematic. But without going down that road, you can see that the Gaon seemingly did not worry about this yesh omrim, and therefore we've already got a very, very strong case to suggest that Tzoyah is nothing to be reckoned with. Even those who are a little concerned that, you know, with this, the Chayi Adam says, look, it's definitely, it's at least a sophic, and therefore to reply, and this is Chayi Adam as well worth remembering, when it comes to responding to Kaddish or Kedusha, which are only Psukim, that you can definitely rely upon. What's the worst? In the worst case scenario, the Tzoyah is a Hefzik, so you don't join up with the Minyan. Okay, so you've said Psukim, it's Nishkefer. When it comes to Baruch Hu, says the Chayi Adam, perhaps you should be Machmi, you should be Cheshish for the Yesh Omrim, because Baruch Hu obviously is, there's a problem called saying Shem Shemayim Levatolah, and Omein, as we'll see, Bez Hashem, Omein can also be problematic because of Omein Yisrael. But it would seem that in terms of, without coming on to your point about the telephone, whether it's his voice or not, it would seem that we don't have to worry about the Tzoyot so much, at least for Kaddish and Kedusha. And possibly even for the other things, you've definitely got grounding on which not to worry about it.
Kedusha is also Rosh Hashem.
Sorry?
Kedusha is also Rosh Hashem.
Yeah, but it's Psukim. Kaddish is Psukim. Baruch Kovet is Psukim.
Oh.
Yes, it's Psukim, it's Neshkefelach. So maximum you recite Psukim. So there's another good reason to be Matip. And that is because the voice, if I'm making a bracha here and somebody hears me and there's tzoyah between me and the person who's going to respond, the sound waves go this way, right? So if I'm going to make a bracha, you're sitting there, there's tzoyah between us. There's a hefzik between, as my sound waves go to your ear, there's something blocking between us. But on a telephone, it doesn't go by sound waves quite like that. Coming towards your point, right? It goes when it's satellite, when it goes through fiber optics, whatever, throughout the ages, different mediums they had. But it's going down a completely different route. And since on the phone lines or anything like that, you don't have any tail there, so therefore it shouldn't be a hepsic. And the Minchasel also writes very similar to this. He basically says, he's talking about the phone wires. Some places still have these phone wires overhead. They're in a different domain, they're above 10 tefachim. He talks about Carmelis and all these. He says, Bekitzer, he doesn't see any problem with it whatsoever. Nothing to worry about. And therefore he says, if you hear a bracha over a telephone, you can respond on name, you can respond to Kaddish. Kaddish, as far as he's concerned, there's nothing to worry about. Baruch Hu, the whole lot. But the problem is, and although he's not bothered by this, others are bothered by this, and that is what you asked beforehand. And that is, that's fine in theory. But over here, when you hear it over the telephone, are you hearing the bracha from the human being? It's just, it's reconstructed. What happens is, you speak into a microphone, a telephone, it all works much the same, there's different takes on it. But basically, there's a membrane there, which sort of creates the vibrations. Those are then, sort of, so to speak, recorded magnetically, whatever it is, electronically, and then it's reconstructed. It could be amplified in the case of a microphone. It can then be sent through the telephone wires, etc., etc. So in which case, the person who's hearing on the other end is actually just hearing the machine. Now, hayal al adas, if let's say you were watching, again, the person was watching a wedding video, and you saw the brachas being recited, you're going to answer amen to those brachas? That's for sure, of course not. No one's making a bracha at that time. So what's the difference here as well? You're just effectively, you're hearing a tape recorder. It's a robot making the bracha. So to this, we can say, there's an answer to that. And that is based on there's a Gemara in Sukkah, famous Gemara about the shul in Alexandria, Shul Mitzrayim in Alexandria. They had this massive, massive shul. And they had a big problem that the people at the back of the shul, they couldn't hear the Shliat Tibur. So what did they do? They had somebody, his job was to stand on the bim in the middle, and he would wave flags every time. When he finished a bracha, he would wave flags, and then they'd know it's the end of a bracha. They could even keep track which bracha it was. They'd be able to answer on it. So based on that, we could well say that we see from that that as long as I know that somebody's finished a bracha, I can respond to that. I don't actually have to hear the bracha. Maybe I've got to know what bracha he's making, but I should be able to answer on it. So here as well, when he makes the bracha over the telephone, it's true, let's say I didn't actually hear him make the bracha, but I know he's just made a bracha. Within the last second or two, I know he's just made a bracha. So I should be able to answer on it.
So delayed bracha.
Huh?
Delayed bracha.
It's very, very slightly delayed.
How many is saying that?
We'll come. Nah. No. We'll come to that. Not a telephone. So you're asking that. Wait a second. There's going to be a delay. Now on radio, if you hear a bracha, there's a delay. Over a telephone, you'd have to check up, but I don't think the delay is that much. If you respond on name and then take the dibur, you're definitely all right. Right. It's a simple chavdalah. It's based on prima godim. That's the psak. Take the dibur is all right. Okay. Now this psak I've just sort of mentioned here, that's the shitta I found Rabbi Avadia Yosef in Yechavadas. He takes on that. He says, no problem, exactly based on the sugya and sukkah, you can answer me. Just he's got a much bigger chiddush. And he says, based on that, he therefore says that, he says you can join up with the minyan for svichos over the telephone, you can respond to Yud Gimel Midos as well. You're sitting in your house, there's a minyan going on in shul, no problem. Even his son says that he heard, they say B'Shem Oviv, that there was a group in Italy, who on Mitzvah Shabbos, they wanted to join up with a minyan in Eretz Yisrael. Now we know we don't do sleep before Chatzos. In Eretz Yisrael it was after Chatzos. In Italy, it wasn't. And the Shaila was, could they join up? And he allowed them to. So they could join up, they could answer Amen to the Kaddish, they could say you can with us, no problem. Whether it was a special dispensation, I don't know. But one thing which is very, very surprising is he says that his father allowed, however, even if there's a gap in time, 40-50 seconds, he says, you can still answer Amen.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
No, I'm talking about if on a radio there is a gap of 40-50 seconds between. There may not be, but even if there would be a gap, there could be a gap of, there definitely can be a gap of 5-10 seconds. That's well known, there can be.
Please.
Huh?
Please.
Today. Huh? I don't know, but theoretically, let's say there is a gap in time. Yeah. So I'll tell you, I saw this in one of these quotes in a, called Eretz. Somebody wanted to bring a very, very interesting riot to back this up. And that is, he says on this, that we know that on Har Gerizim and Har Evil, so you have the You had the Levim standing in the middle, the Kohanim standing in the middle, making the brachos, and then you had the six tribes on this, six Shvatim on this mountain, and they would say the Baruch, and they would all answer Amen. Now, what's the distance between Harigrizim and Harigrizim? Well, apparently it's about 3 kilometers. I measured it, but apparently it's about 3 kilometers. Let's call it 3,000 meters. Now, if you measure the speed of sound, which is about, it's a little bit more, but about 300 meters per second is what we need, and you say that the gap, therefore, between the people standing in the middle and each mountain is going to be 1.5 kilometers, that means it's going to take roughly about 5 seconds for the sound waves to reach Harigrizim or Harigrizim. And they answered on me. They were told to answer on me. So you see that we go after the token they did, but goes after your hearing it, not after the person making the broth.
And they could hear.
They could hear, yeah. It's not very loud. It's in the middle of a bit, I suppose it's equivalent of it. There was no sound pollution. I don't know, that was the Matthias. Now, even if we accept that raya, it doesn't really help us. The truth is, it's not really a raya. It's not a particularly good raya, because over there, you were hearing it from human beings. So 100%, yes, it could well be you go to the level of hearing the voice, the sound waves of the hear. The whole point is, we've just said, that it doesn't matter if you've heard it over the telephone or the microphone, because you're responding to the fact that I know he just made the bracha. Well, then it's got to be totally different, the person making the bracha, not totally different of you hearing the microphone's bracha. Therefore, that's not going to help us, and therefore, for Pashtus, you still, I mean, you've got the Yechavidas to rely upon, but it's very, very difficult to understand. Many have questioned this, why you should be allowed more than totally different to respond to it. But the evidence is there's an even bigger problem. When I say bigger problem, is there are those who disagree. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv, they both disagree with this whole idea. They say when you hear a bracha over a microphone, or not microphone, over a telephone, there's no way you can say that you can answer Amen to that. You've got nothing to do in Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, so you're standing at the back of the shul, there's a whole tzibur who are answering Amen, they're standing in the front of the shul, they can hear the bracha, they're responding, so you could be nigra acharei. But if you're standing 1,000 miles away, 2,000 miles away, you've got nothing to do with the person making the bracha, they say there's no... They say, imagine, Rabbi Yashiv says, imagine you send somebody, they say, with telegram, right? You send him a message, at 12 o'clock today, I'm going to be making a bracha. 12 o'clock, on the dot, so allow me 10 seconds to make the bracha, and then I'll make sure I finish it, bang on, 12 o'clock in 10 seconds. You're going to say you can answer Amen at 12 o'clock in 10 seconds? Well, I don't know, there's no shaykhs. See, he views it the same. You can debate it back and forth, maybe yes, maybe no. The kids, it comes out, we seem to have a little bit of a disagreement. You've got those who therefore side that you can say Amen over the telephone, those who say you can't. You want to be machmir? Don't, right? Probably the best thing to do, by the way, is if you're speaking to somebody on the telephone and you want to make a bracha, don't be a tremendous tzaddik to give him the opportunity of saying Amen. Don't get him into the sofik. Don't make the bracha on the telephone. Just make it quiet. Right? But if you are in the situation, maybe Kaddish and Kedusha, you could definitely rely on the fact that it's Sukkim, so if you got a sophic about this, you don't know which way to go, it's a Kaddish and Kedusha. When maybe you can respond. Baruch Hu is a little more problematic. Amen, even if you want to, if you say Amen is a sophic, the point is like this, when you've got a chashash of Amen Yisoma. Amen Yisoma means that if you're not responding in time to the bracha, it's what's called Amen Yisoma, and it's great sakon is involved, the Gemara Brachos, it's great sakon is involved. Now, if that's the case, the question is, what do we do in a sophic Amen Yisoma? So in a case of sophic Amen Yisoma, the Mishnah Brura takes on that a sophic Amen Yisoma, Sheva Atasa, or don't answer. Right? Ramosha questions it. Ramosha seems to take on that you do. He says, in this case, misophic, if you hear a question, Amen over the telephone, you can answer. But that seems to be the shit. Also, he understands that one possibly, you don't really have time to go into the riot. But the Kitzur, if you're going to go along with the Mishnah Brura, if you've got a sophic, better not to answer. Moving on from there, what about to be Yotze Yidei Chogoso? In other words, let's say, I'm not just going to respond now, I want to be Yotze through Shemei HaKoina. Can you do that over a telephone? Can you do that over a microphone for that matter? So now here, obviously it's much more problematic. We're running short on time, so I'm just going to sort of go towards the main point here, is obviously here, Shemei HaKoina means you have to hear it from a Bar Chiyuva. And here the Pashtus is, you're not hearing it from a Bar Chiyuva, you're hearing a reconstructed, here, it's very nice you know what the person said, you're not hearing his voice. You're hearing the sounds of a microphone. And therefore, for Pashtus, it would seem to be a problem. This, Rav Avadia takes on, Rav Shlomo Zalman takes on a Dodova Poshut. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, are you finding earlier poskim, like the Minchas El Ozer, they said it could be Yotzi Yidei Chogoso over the phone as well, Kriyas HaMegillah. He says they simply did not have an understanding of how these things work. He says, clear, you read the Shema, they didn't understand. They understood the microphone, simply take your voice and amplify it, but you're still hearing the person's voice. He says, we know today that's not the case. He says, therefore, it's very short to him that it doesn't work. He says, this is the Mincha Shlom. He says, that he, after writing this, he had a conversation with the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish said it's not so posh to him, because the Chazon Ish said, the sense, the voice, it's all real time. The minute I stop speaking, the microphone stops. So it's all coming directly from my koyach. Maybe that's considered to be my voice as well. Yeah, he says maybe that's considered to be my voice. Rosh Hashanah's got a problem with this based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah we don't have time for, but this shita is not the only one. Rosh Pesach Frank took on like this as well. The Tzitz Eliezer says, for somebody who wants to be Mekel, he says he's also got a shtarka tzad to say that the Svara is good. He says somebody wants to be Mekel, the Mokum Tzerev, he says, you can't call him a Shaiger or anything like that. It could well be that it works. Rav Moshe Feinstein goes along these lines. Rav Moshe takes on Me'ikar Adin, you can use a microphone. He just says, Bederek Klal, he doesn't want to be Mechadish Chaloshim and people start looking for new innovations, because they can get out of hand. But he says, for example, if he says, if a lady's in hospital, she's got no one to make Havdalah for her, she doesn't want to make Havdalah herself, so Mokum Tzeref, he says, let somebody make Havdalah for her over the phone. Right? Not everyone agrees with that. Some say it's a waste of time, it doesn't help. That's the shitter. Rav Moshe takes on, Rav Shmuel Vosner says, Me'ikar Adin, he also thinks it's more correct, this line of thinking. So, again, you've got two schools of thought here, but it's, seems even those who are willing to be Mekel on a microphone, they say only B'mok and Tzora. Only B'mok and Tzora, because they're not absolutely sure of the Svara. The Svi Pesach Frank leaves it Tzorachian. Rav Moshe says only B'mok and Tzora. So, to sum up, to come to just sort of wrap this up, going back to our original Shaila, I think we can sort of see that in terms of linking up to a minion over a phone, you definitely cannot help form the minion. In terms of joining onto the minion, you've got two schools of thought. Maybe Kaddish and Kedushi would be able to respond. But it definitely is not as good as davening in a shul itself. You've got the Maida davening in a shul. You definitely do not get tefillah b'tzibur. You may get davening at the time the tzibur are davening. But it definitely does not have the Maida tefillah b'tzibur. So people shouldn't get any ideas. You're definitely better off getting up in the morning and going to a minyan itself. When it comes to a chuppah, so it's like this. The problem is, when it comes to the Birchos HaEiris at least, the chosan has to hear it to be Yetzir V'Shemei HaKa'ina. You also have to have 10 people who are going to hear the brachas. So if you've got people just hearing this over a microphone, you may well have a bit of a problem. Many hold that you've got a problem. And that is because they're not hearing it from a human being, they're hearing it from the microphone. We're back to square one. There's a big chiddush from Rabbi Vadia. He says that if you've got 10 people standing around, and who therefore could hear it, even though they're not hearing it from the human being, they're hearing it from the microphone because it's just... He says that works. I'd say... Many ask on this, and they say they don't understand where this is coming from. Sof kol sof, you're not hearing, there's no, you know, kolaroi nabila over here. You're not hearing the voice of a human being, and therefore they say they don't understand how it works. If, however, you've got 10 people who are hearing the human voice, and then the rest, everyone else, is hearing it just through a microphone, that's absolutely fine. And then, it seems everyone, pretty much, I think everyone agrees that you'd be able to answer on in, because you're in the same room, you're nikra achara tzibur, you're perfectly fine. That's the Pesach Rabbi Yashu takes on. You have to have, there are 10 people who are hearing it directly from the human being. Those who are Mekel, you're relying on the shitters. It seems we're relying on the shitters who hold that it's coming Mekocho, and therefore it's alright. When it comes to the dinner, here you've got in many, some Mitzad Echad, not such a problem, Mitzad Sheni, a bigger problem. And that is because there are shitters that everyone is Mechuyim in Sheva Brochas. So now it's not just 10 people, everyone is Mechuyim. It's a big machlo against anyone who's eaten. Some say you've got to hear Sheva Brochas. But even if we don't go along with that, but Zimun, everyone is mechuyev to hear from the mezamin. And if everyone is mechuyev to hear from the mezamin, that means not the microphone, it means from the mezamin himself. And therefore, although you can respond, if you hear the tzibur, you hear people responding to a mezamin, you're allowed to respond on with him, but it's clear that you're not yotze yedei chuyev al Zimun, and therefore many posts can take on. And in this case, if they make a Zimun over the microphone, that you're better off splitting up into small groups of three, so as not to upset the balas, and it's based on the Gemara and Brachas. You're better off splitting up into small groups and doing it that way, rather than relying on the... Because there, even if you've got 10 people sitting around and who can hear the mezamin himself, it doesn't help me, who's sitting far away and can't hear the mezamin. If you look in Siman Kuf Sadi Gimel, you've got to hear the mezamin himself. There is, I'll just end with it, there is what to be matzdik, in terms of over the microphone, either obviously if you hold that it's, like the Mekinim who hold that is coming mekoichos, in which case it's counted as his voice. Or you could say, and this Shmuel Vosman takes on, is since it's not Shemea Koine, it's really just an announcement, maybe you don't really have to hear the human voice, but even he says it's better to have, at least for the Zimun, to choose somebody, if you're the Baal HaSimcha, choose somebody who's got a loud voice, who won't need the microphone, and he can make his voice heard right down the hall, and without it, it's obviously
to what extent is outside more than the same room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good
point
of
Jesus.
There's no mechitzah.